Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, all backwards. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. So, folks, we do broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We've been doing the show for about 10 years, and the reason why I do it and the reason why I got involved in this whole education, public education, is because of the fact that I know that my good health and my well-being and my family and any of you people listening that listen to my advice, you can also gain the same thing I know. Number one, that I'm older than all of you. I am. I'm older than all of you. And why is that? Because people that are as old as I am are already dead. Anyhow, I don't mean to make fun of everything, but the point is that, believe it or not, the most important thing in our overall health and well-being, in order to get the most out of life, to be healthy, not to be dependent upon drugs, prescriptions or drugs. I'm a pharmacist. I have 3 graduate degrees. First was pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force because I love America and I'll do anything I can to help. And I'll do anything I can to help other people. And that's the way I was brought up. But the bottom line, the truth of the matter is I'm really older than all of you. And I'm also healthier than all of you. Because number one, I don't take any prescriptions at all. And I can get them for free if I want them. Thank God I don't need them. Why? Because I learned a long time ago from a gentleman who I met in Tokyo when I was in the Air Force years ago. I went had gone back for about a 3-day weekend type of health seminar. And it was in Tokyo, and I wanted to just see what things looked like these days. I mean, I wasn't way, way back, Second World War. But still, when I was all in the Air Force, Japan still had not been all rebuilt the way it is today. And I was walking through the lobby of a hotel, and a Japanese gentleman came up to me, and he pointed at me, and he says, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, yeah, I'm Dr. Barton. How do you know it's me? And he turned over this newspaper that he was carrying, a Japanese newspaper that had my picture with all Japanese writing. I said, "Oh my God, what did I do? I'm on the front page of Tokyo newspaper." So he was laughing and he said, "Well, listen, what that says is that you are going to be attending this particular seminar here in Tokyo. That's why. Didn't you notice that there's a big, huge crowd of people outside when you came in before?" And they were saying, I said, "Well, they were talking Japanese. I don't speak the language." Anyhow, the bottom line is that Hiromi Shinya, the doctor I'm talking to, is a specialist in he's the one that invented. He actually invented colonoscopy. So at that time, he also had an office in Manhattan and back home in Tokyo. So anyhow, with that being said, there's many, many, the most important things that we need to cover on this program is this. If you really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. There's no such thing as pure water on the earth, on the globe, anywhere. No matter what people tell you about the bottled water and the Poland water and this water and that water. And the Poland Water TV ad is fantastic. It shows a beautiful brook running through rocks in a stream somewhere up north. And I actually grew up on a farm in the rural part of New Jersey. And it reminded me of like when I was a kid. And we experienced all these things. It was fantastic. And the thing is this, that it doesn't matter whether the brook is pure or whatever, because it's not, because everything on earth has been contaminated by what? Well, in 1903, two fantastic things happened. One was this dog, Henry, that got tired riding around on his horse. He actually was speeding up because we're going to run out of time. We got off to a late start today. This fellow put some, he had some kind of a repair shop, and he put some parts together, and he actually developed the internal combustion engine. That's the engine that's in your car, in the bus, in the trucks, and all over, internal combustion engine. And in that exhaust, I mean, it was a fantastic invention, of course. And that was the start, and somebody came along and threw some wheels on that engine, and before you know it, they had the first automobile. now there's billions and billions and billions of automobiles. And I really don't like that car that's out. I don't like that particular car, the electric car. But that's what it's going to evolve into. Because why? When I was growing up, there was hardly ever heard anyone that had cancer. Hardly ever heard anybody getting cancer. And the thing is this, and I'm not, before I forget, because I don't read the script, folks, so I don't want to forget, but the thing is this, that believe it or not, that sugar, people consume high volumes of sugar, the average person. And that is also dangerous because it leads into, it messes up the way this body is created, the way the human body, the way God created us. You follow all that? So too much sugar in the diet is dangerous. It also leads to cells change. The cells in the body start to change. Things happen. Like this hospital at Sims, Sloan Kettering Cancer Treatment Hospital, Sloan Kettering in Manhattan, New York City. Guess what? It's a cancer treatment hospital. And they don't restrict sugar in the diets of their patients. Bear in mind, one of the worst things that you can do is have too much. Whatever you buy, anyhow, it has sugar in it because the manufacturers add sugar to make it taste better, sell more products, sell, sell, sell. It's all about money. I want more money, too, but I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. And I make my money on helping people and showing people what to do. If somebody says, go jump in a lake or something, fine, I'd love to go into a lake. I love to swim around, especially upstate New York or upstate Florida. They have great natural lakes. So anyhow, moving right along. The thing is that there's in the petroleum industry, they're doing a thing these days called fracking. Fracking, F as in Frank. And they break through the Earth's crust looking for petroleum deposits. And they want to find, you know, be able to suck out more petroleum deposits, produce more gasoline, so forth and so on. And all of that fracking, it's called, is actually destroying nature. I'll give you a quick example. The largest heirloom tomatoes are grown in the state of Pennsylvania. And about, I don't know how many years, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, that farm, that tomato-growing place had to shut down because of 5,000 acres of these, what do you call those tomatoes? My mind now. Anyhow, these beautiful big red tomatoes was all wiped out. And actually, the vines died. And it can't be reproduced again because the earth now is contaminated by that fracking business. So with all that being said, let me tell a little. It took about, let's say, the year 1922. What year is this right now? 2000 and what? 2021? Still? Yeah. Okay, so in the year, what year was it? 19... And at any rate, 1922, that's the year I'm thinking about. What happened is that people with diabetes, whoever was diabetic before the year 1922, what happened, they'd go to the hospital and they'd put the person onto a gurney, put them out into some ward and, you know, feed them and whatever it may be, but they were actually going to die. Everyone knew they were going to die, including them, because diabetics basically didn't live past a certain age. And Eli Lilly company came along and developed a synthetic insulin. You know, diabetics don't get insulin is produced in the organs, in the kidneys, right? So therefore, if someone's not getting enough production in their own body of natural insulin, they're not going to make it. So the thing is that when you know about all these things and what to avoid and what to do, you don't have to become some kind of a food freak or exercise crazy person exercising. I exercise. I do like 3 sets a day with what I do. Okay, and like I told you, I'm older than all of you. And I do three sets of 70 push-ups, 70 each. And then I do for my arms an added circulation with just a plain old 25-pound dumbbell. And then I would like to walk more, but I don't have the time. But walking and bicycle riding is great exercise because pump the blood around. So getting back to Eli Lilly, developed a synthetic insulin. So people diabetic after the year 1922 were able to live out their lives for the most part. Wasn't that incredible? So there are other similar stories came. Well, I'll give you one more. In the year 1946, I think, I can't remember the doctor's name, but this fellow went on a trip. He came back and he discovered in his laboratory there was a bunch of Petri dishes and other things and different type of dishes, glasses, left laying in the sink. And all of them had some kind of a green tinge to it, like a fuzzy thing. And that turns out what that was penicillin forming. So that, and it took about six or seven years for that particular doctor to get heard before the medical committees. 6 or 7 years. And that's how penicillin came about. So guess what's coming about right now? What's coming about now is we need to use nature in our bodies the way we were created before. We need water to live. But all water is contaminated. So Dr. Hiromi Shinya, the fellow who invented colonoscopy, the one I met when I was in Japan on that 3-day medical convention, talked me into flying over with him to the other side of Japan, Osaka, where there's a factory that produces these little machines. They're about twice the size of a large toaster, and that machine produced through the process of electrolysis and what's called ionization and electrolysis. That machine produces what's called alkaline water. So there's alkaline and there's base, and that's how the body is balanced. But most of the alkalinity in our drinks that we ingest, in the foods that we buy and so forth, most of that is processed out just by regular processing. So the thing is this, that if you drink that water that they produce that Dr. Shinya is part of, and he remembered he invented colonoscopy, that company is called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. They have another name, but I know they produce a water called Kangen water. So I think that was about 23 years ago, or 25 years ago, that I met Shinya. And the only water that I drink, okay, and remember, I'm healthier, I have more energy, and any of you, okay? And I still look good, too. I don't look, if I looked my age, I'd be walking down the street or riding down in a wheelchair or something like that, I'm telling you. But I still look good, and I love my wife, but I still have plenty of other girls coming after me because they still look good. Anyhow, here's the thing. If you really want to be healthy, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. The studio that we're using in Miami is undergoing. That's our home base, by the way, is Miami, Florida. And I'm going to give you my cell phone number one time because we just don't have the time to give out numbers. The number is 863-509-9059. So, folks, remember every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And let's see if I have any more time left. I think I do. So I can go into a few more things before we get interrupted. So remember, the name of my show is called The Truth in Medical Healing. And I can go, I would love to go to Dallas Superdome, which is the largest, I think it's the largest amphitheater, basically football field, but they use it for all kinds of things, New Year's celebrations, everything. Dallas Superdome sits about 1.3 million people. Can you imagine? Now, I might be wrong in the figure. The last I knew was like 800,000 something. but they made an addition. So I would love to stand on that stage and tell everybody what I just told you all on this show. Okay? The only problem is that I wouldn't live to tell the tale. Okay? I don't know if you understand what I meant by that, but there are certain industries that will go just about to do anything to shut somebody up who's telling the truth. And I only speak the truth, folks. So I'm not going to do the Dallas Superdrome, but I'll keep on doing this Friday afternoon show, and you can tell whoever you want to tune in. I already gave you the number to tune in, to call into. And I'm sorry, the number to listen to the show. Whoever's listening, of course, you already know the number. It's 347-324-3595. I'm not reading that. That's from memory. So my memory is pretty good, considering that I'm about 300 years old. In cat time, C-A-T, cat time. I have a whole bunch of cats, and they're all 100 years old, according to cat time. So, folks, remember, tune in next week, and if you want to be able to enjoy your life, get the most out of it for you and your family and whoever you care about, remember, tune in, and it's called Blog Radio, B-L-O-G. By the way, our radio blog is Worldwide Internet Radio. So we have people like Felix, who's in, we became good friends. We never met yet, but he bought a machine about 12 years ago, and he also became a distributor, because you can also, if you want to, you can become a distributor in Canyon Water Products, Canyon Machines. And the reason why Felix has a thriving business in Johannesburg, South Africa. So and he's well off financially, but the reason why he became a distributor is because he cannot stop talking about the benefits of Canyon Water. So he figured, well, as long as I talk about it, somebody wants a machine. Here's Dr. Barton's phone number, but let him know that you talk to me. See, this way I do all his work, and he gets the credit. Well, of course, I keep getting, I have subdivisions where all my machines get sold all over different countries and so forth. So that's actually Felix, and we have a lady who's up in a place called Talkeetna, Alaska, which is 50 miles northwest of Anchorage. And she has a huge barn, which is about half a mile long. And every Valentine's Day, she opens it up to the public, and people, believe it or not, from all over the world. I can't remember. Excuse me, I'm really sorry. I think her name is Beatrice. I forgot her first name. She's a German lady, German-American, and she has this bar she opens up on Valentine's Day and invites people. And the first drinks, I think the first three drinks are free. And then there's also a couple of motels nearby where people, they're having a good time. They don't feel like taking a bus or taking a rented car, go back to Anchorage to fly back wherever they come from. So all these things are fantastic parts of life. I know it's a fantastic part of my life. And anybody that cares about me and listens to me, they feel the same way. So tune in on next Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And you you remember, you're looking for Eastern time. And 12 noon is 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, adios, y'all, and have a great life. Oh, man. Oh. accepting to him. I'm going to go on. I think that he's coming along with the club, isn't he?
Thank you.
President Biden, you stupid schmuck. Get up there and do something, you damn idiot. He's a goddamn fool, man.
Who is it?
There's a terrible thing going on at 1 o'clock. What is coming on TV? The president.
You don't think we're the only people But how about working for America? How about working for the country whose amazing, amazing country that allows you to become truly an expert? I mean, seriously, we're in it together, y'all. I don't know. I think they're just in it for them. But the tech companies that allow on their platform anything that looks like proselytizing or recruitment for those who want to kill them.
And Jamie, that's on the digital front. And on the physical side, as you outlined just a few moments ago, it seems the Biden administration wants to charge Americans to evacuate and yet leave the southern border open and therefore our whole country vulnerable as the physical spread of terrorism, as that threat becomes so real to us there as well.
Yeah, what a tragedy. The United States is less secure today than it was just 7 days ago. On Friday, before the takeover happened, you know, on September 11, 2001, Osama bin Laden al-Qaeda was given safe harbor by the Taliban in Afghanistan to kill thousands of Americans. But for 20 years, we changed that dynamic. There were two counterterrorism experts who wrote a really great piece on NBC about the changes in that country now, 20 years later, as the Taliban has taken over. You know, they say Afghanistan is a country that's surrounded by six other countries. Three of those countries are China, Iran, nuclear Pakistan, the strategically important crossroads in Southwest Asia, and one in which for 20 years we had a different dynamic there. There was no Taliban leadership. We ended up by hand having a small military presence, intelligent assets on the ground. We were able to stop that counterterrorism threat, which is what the entire mission was about. I don't believe in endless wars. I never have. I want our American girls and boys, our great sisters, heroes to be at home. But the way we exit matters. The way we leave matters. And we are less secure today because of divided withdrawal.
That's right. 20 years of a NATO mission, a global alliance, have now been absolutely eradicated in Beijing. But then, as we wait to hear from President Biden on the Afghanistan crisis, there is new controversy surrounding the
You got to get on TV at 1 o'clock.
Okay, what's going on?
Biden.
What?
Biden, please. He's resigning.
What?
He's resigning.
Yeah.
Huh?
What's going on?
It's going to be him. 1 o'clock, this guy, Biden. He's a total, he should be taken out of office. He's a moron. Thank you.
good dude in the living.
Hey, honey. At 1 o'clock, Biden is coming on, so.
You
told me about it 3 times. What? You already told me 3 times. No, I know, but after that, I have to take you to your car because it's going to get too late.
They haven't called me.
Huh?
They haven't called me.
Well, there's nothing to do to your car. It's just a simple thing. And maybe you can maybe you can tell them to have it ready at 2 o'clock.
Stop.
Honey, I don't want to go get the car at 4 o'clock.
Please stop.
I think that place is no good.
Please stop.
Okay, honey, all I'm saying is I don't want to go get your car at 4 o'clock.
That blesses phone.